Bucks football is on the air. The NHL broadcast of the Quinn Bucks versus TWA is made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. The pregame show is sponsored by Computer Helpers, Texas Farm Credit, Bluebell Creamery, John Breeden with State Farm Insurance, A Freedom Bail Line, Wingstop in Brenham, Blake Sander with Apple Force, Cold Horse Food Burger Inc., Collier Construction Company, Joe Water Well Service, Citizen State Bank, Grand North Architecture, Druzy Village, Woodson Lumber Company, Heckler Toyota, Bluebonnet Petroleum, Wellman Insurance Company, Endura Tile, Bank of Brenham, Subway in Brenham, J&A Roofing, Mattress Guy, Christian Schlottman with Farmers Insurance Agency, HEB in Brenham, BVR Material, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Whataburger in Brenham, The Roach Chevrolet Buick GMC, Brenham National Bank, WC Tractor, Nathan's Barbecue, and Flynn College. We'll go out to the field and your host Doug Brown and Tommy Lynch after a word from our sponsor.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woodson Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woodson Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
State Farm can insure your car, your home, your possessions, but infinitely more precious and important, State Farm can insure your family's future. State Farm agent John Breeden can set up the right life insurance policy to protect your family's interest if the need arises. Life insurance from State Farm is tailored to fit your individual needs. So visit State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's life insurance made for you.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Her original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla. The country's gold standard of ice cream flavor since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
Your hometown ice cream with the winning flavor for everyone. Bluebell proudly supports the Brenham Cubs.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at Bell's Supermarket in Sealy and at all Lowe's supermarkets.
The team at Texas Farm Credit supports local communities and agriculture with reliable financial services, and we are ready to support you as well. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, or any place in the country, give Texas Farm Credit a call. We have been lending money for over 100 years, and we'll be around at least 100 more. We also offer lines of credit, home loans, and ag insurance. Call us at 836-2572, visit online at texasfarmcredit.com, or stop by our office at 1301 Highway 290 East in Brenham.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and we welcome you out to Cubs Stadium here in Brenham, Texas. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you, and no, we don't have Brenham Cub football this week. We're doing something different tonight. We're doing some Glenn Buccaneer football.
I'll tell you what, really kind of really excited about doing some Glenn football. Got a couple of Brenham boys on the roster, and you know, looking forward to watching them, and you know what, it's really been a great day.
Yeah.
We had rain today.
Exactly.
And we got sunshine. We got a beautiful night for a football game, so it's really a great day.
And it's really cool and off too outside. It feels great. And still plenty of good seats available. If you want to make your way out here tonight and go sit in the stand, you've got plenty of options to choose from there. And the Buccaneers tonight, they're going to be taking on the TWA College Battlecats. This is a new school. They're out, from what I understand, they're out of the Austin area. They haven't been around very long, and they're kind of along the similar lines of a couple of weeks ago when the Buccaneers played Gordon Preparatory Academy. And so the Bucs, thing on this one is just trying to get all their guys some minutes in tonight and get some experience and get ready for more conference action next week.
No doubt about it. It really is a good idea. Great opportunity to get more players into a football game. It's been that time of the year when they are really more than count.
Yeah, they certainly are. And the Bucs, of course, had a rough one last week against Cisco, in which they lost 20-19. And one of those things where it sounded like, from talking to Coach Mahon, anything that could go wrong did go wrong. And some days you have things like that, but the main thing is you got to put them behind them and move forward.
Oh, you're exactly right. That was last week. This week, trying to correct all the, make corrections on all the mistakes you made last week. And don't make those mistakes again.
Yes, sir. And we're going to take another break. We've got more to come here on our Blint Buccaneer pregame show. First, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear these words from our Blint Buccaneer sponsors.
Hi, this is John Hody with LaRoche Service Department. Is your car having issues again? There's nothing worse than knowing your car needs work, but not knowing where to take it. Here at LaRoche Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, we pride ourselves in providing honest and quality work with no surprises. We'll diagnose the problem, explain it clearly, and give you a free estimate before we start any repairs. So when your car needs service, come see us at 900 Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Blue Bonnet Petroleum is your distributor for Chevron with Techron gasoline, diesel fuel, and lubricants in Washington County and the surrounding area. No gasoline gives you better mileage than Chevron with Techron. When it comes to buildup, cleanup in your engine, no other gasoline performs like Chevron with Techron. That means better mileage, better acceleration, and better engine protection. Blue Bonnet Petroleum, your Chevron distributor in Brenham at 4181 Highway 36 North. 979-836-2531.
Wingstop in Brenham is the ultimate destination to cure your chicken cravings. Try their new Lemon Herb Remix, a large 10-piece wing combo with your choice of either boneless or classic wings with up to two flavors. Pair your wings with either fries or veggie sticks, and it includes one dip and a 20-ounce drink. Place your order for the new Lemon Herb Remix online at wingstop.com or visit them at 2642 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
You didn't like nerds in high school.
Nerds!
You didn't want to know a nerd throughout your college years.
Nerds!
Now you're working, socializing, and being entertained online. Uh-oh, now you need a nerd.
Nerds? What is a nerd?
The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham can fix your virus.
Are all nerds as good as you?
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
And back we go here, and it is Blint Buccaneer football here on KWHI 1280 AM, 101.7 FM, and KWHI.com. As the countdown to kickoff is on, we're about 19 minutes away from the start of the ball game, and DWA prep still out there on the field, and the Battle Cats have some unusual uniforms. They've got blue uniforms and got orange letters and numbers on
there. Really, and I'm going to admit it, at first when they came out there, they were in blue, and I see the orange numbers, and I said, why is Glenn wearing orange numbers on the uniform? but hey, I'll Dallas Cowboys were dressed in white tonight, so yeah. I like that idea.
Yeah, it certainly looks great. Yeah, the all white uniforms tonight, and then with the blue letters and numbers there. In the meantime, let's go ahead and the Blue Buccaneer Marching Band gets set to take the field. And while they're doing that, we'll name our starting lineup for the game. And the, the starting lineup is brought to you by Collier Construction. Well, let's see, is it in my packet? here we go. Well, let's see. Go ahead. Here we go. Collier Construction. As a builder, Collier Construction knows the value of integrity, teamwork, and dedication it takes to participate in extracurricular events. Collier Construction, Highway 290 West in Brenham. And for your Buccaneers starting lineup, it is going to be Caleb Johnson. He is the redshirt freshman transferred here to Blinn from Louisville. And then running back is Antonio Martin. He's a redshirt freshman transferred here from Georgia Tech. Wide receivers for the Buccaneers are Ethan Wyatt, along with Brooks Rigney and Anthony Dansby. The tight end is Aaron Brewer. Offensive lineman at center is Billy Thursland. And then at the guards, it's Thomas Domian on the left side and Abram Nicholas on the right side. And then the tackles, Brenham's own Eric Oschenbeck getting the start at left tackle tonight, and at right tackle, Dominic Eldridge. And then on the defensive side of the ball for the Buccaneers, the defensive tackles are Raylan Jenkins and Trent Gilbert. Defensive ends are Branson Winter and Demarion Davis Andrews. Linebackers are Price Pruitt and Caden Holt. And then they go with a five defensive back set, Maurice Evans, Patrick Brinkley, Eric Solomon, Makedo Henson Jr., and Courage Owachiku. And then the place kicker is Max Nowak. And the punter, Breck Chambers, long snapper, Connor Cortez, and the holder is another former Brenham Cup, Ian Stelter.
There we go.
So,
looking forward to that.
Looking forward to seeing all the local young men, as well as all the rest of the guys here for the Blinn Buccaneers, getting a chance to take part in the festivities. And the band making their way out onto the field. And coming up here in a little bit, we'll be having our national anthem. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear some more from our Blinn Buccaneer pregame sponsors.
Are you hungry? You want that favorite Subway sandwich that makes your mouth water? Then what are you waiting for? You can call it in. You can order in the app, or you can order it online, or simply pick them up on the way to the game. But there's no reason at all to deny yourself that mouth-watering chicken bacon ranch or meatball sub. So tonight, while listening to the game, eat fresh, eat healthy, eat Subway. With three locations in Brenham, on South Market Street, on Highway 105, and inside Walmart Supercenter.
Cruzy Village's staff and residents would like to wish the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Bucks luck during this year's season. Cruzy Village's charming independent living cottages, set amongst shady tree-lined streets, are unmatched. The award-winning facility is Brenham's only full-service continuum care retirement community, offering independent living, assisted living, memory care, rehabilitation, and long-term skilled nursing. For more information or to schedule a tour, visit cruzyvillage.com. That's cruzyvillage.com. Cruzy Village, a community for the next chapter in your life's story.
Hey everybody, it's Blake Sander here at Apple Ford. Have you looked for a new vehicle lately? Or even a pre-owned vehicle? There are great deals almost everywhere. But does a great deal result in better service? Absolutely not. You probably don't feel the welcoming atmosphere or the relaxed environment. If you're looking for that experience, look no further. That's what you'll get when you contact me. I'll do all I can to make sure you have the most pleasant experience purchasing your next dream vehicle. Call me at 979-203-9098. Let me go to work for you. And always remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
Sending money to family and friends is quick and easy with Zelle. Find Zelle in the Brenham National Bank mobile app. Money sent with Zelle goes directly from your checking account to theirs and makes it easy to split the cost of a dinner with a friend, send money for a birthday, wedding, or graduation gift. Zelle is wholly owned by Early Warning Services, LLC, herein under license. U.S. checking account or savings account required to use Zelle. Transactions between enrolled users typically occur in minutes. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun and easy. Member FDIC.
When you're in trouble and need a helping hand, call A Freedom Bail Bonds for experience you can trust. When you only have one call, make it count. Call A Freedom Bail Bonds. They offer 24/7 service, alcohol monitoring, and electronic GPS monitoring. A Freedom Bail Bonds at 109 South St. Charles Street in downtown Brenham services Washington and the surrounding counties. A Freedom Bail Bonds. They put your feet back on the street. Call 979-836-4407 or toll free at 1-877-836-4407 for A Freedom Bail Bonds. Se habla español. License number 05WC0013.
All right, and the Bucks return the kickoff to the 45-yard line. And Caleb Johnson back to pass. And he was going to throw the first pass. He intercepted. And that is going to be brought back to the end of the... Are they going to score that for a touchdown? And the Battlecats intercepting the first pass and taking it back the entire way. That's about a 65-yard return. Not the way they wanted to get it started.
Number 25, Kamal.
And I see that number. Was that 35? But I don't see it.
I think it was 25.
25.
Carmelo Autry. And so on for the extra point try here. That is number 22, Alejandro Avalos. And we got a penalty marker down on the kick.
The extra point attempt is blocked, but there is a penalty marker on the play.
And so let's see what the call is here.
Illegal formation on the kicking team. The penalty is declined. The try is no good.
Okay, so it was an illegal formation on the Battlecats. And so the extra point no good. So with 14:33 left to go in the first quarter, it is the Battlecats 6, Buccaneers nothing. And we're going to keep it right here and just let you know the kickoff is brought to you by Christy Schlopman with Farmers Insurance. If you need help understanding your insurance policy, reach out to Christy Schlopman, your local Farmers Insurance agent at 201 North Park Street in Brenham. She's in the office daily, ready to help you with any of your questions. Farmers Insurance offers commercial, farm, ranch, home, auto, and life. And Christy and her team would love to help you find the coverage that's right for you. If you're looking to get a quote or just go over policy, call 979-353-5545 or stop by our office at 201 North Park Street. Once a Bucks fan, always a Bucks fan. And so now Avalos will kick things off. And for the Buccaneers,
86.
That would be Richard Edwards on the return. And so it'll, for Bucks, take two here, as it'll be ball to spot at the 42-yard line.
Brought down by number 17, Logan Roski. It'll be first and 10 for the Buccaneers from their own 22-yard line.
And so Johnson, he is back in the shotgun. And on the end around, going to hand the ball off.
Brooks Rigsby.
And that is on the end around, and Rigsby's going to pick up. And we got a little jawing on the sidelines there. And quickly getting in there and separating that are the officials.
Number 19, Brooks Rigsby on the carry. Brought down by... Number 9.
Official's going to have a busy evening.
Yeah, if that's any indicator, yeah.
That'll be a second and 8 for the Bucks.
And handoff is done.
Antonio Martin.
Martin, a redshirt freshman, comes to Blinn. He transferred from Georgia Tech.
Number five, Antonio Martin.
Very highly regarded by Coach Ryan Mahon. Gets up to the 49-yard line. Bring up third down.
Tyler Tisdale in on the tackle for TWA.
And then Martin again. And he's trying to work his way, and he will pick up the first down for the Buccaneers. Down to the 44-yard line.
Antonio Martin, and that's a Blinn Buccaneer first down.
Damani Sutherland in on the tackle for the Battlecats.
And good job on the left side of the line there, opening that hole with Thomas Domian and Eric Oschenbeck. And back to pass goes Johnson. And he's got a man open, and that is going to be caught into the end zone for the Buccaneers. Touchdown.
It's 11, Doug.
That is number 11. That is Ethan Wyatt. Ethan Wyatt with a Buccaneer touchdown.
Ethan Wyatt.
Wyatt out of Klein Collins High School. And that ties the ball game.
I tell you what, it's a beautiful post pattern run there by Wyatt. And Johnson hit him right on the numbers in for the touchdown.
And the extra point attempt by Nowak is good. And so, 13:01 left to go in the first quarter. Buccaneers lead it 7-6. Back into we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Burger King in Brenham proudly presents the Texas Double Whopper. Everything's bigger and better in Texas, including the new Texas Double Whopper. The 2 quarter-pound savory flame-grilled beef patties topped with American cheese, crispy bacon, freshly sliced jalapenos, pickles, sliced white onions, tomatoes, lettuce, mayonnaise, and mustard, all served up on a soft sesame seed bun, is so good you can hang your hat on it. For a burger that lives up to its name, head on down to Burger King in Brenham at 1101 North Park Street.
Howdy y'all, Trevor here at WC Tractor Brenham New Holland. Exciting news! For the rest of September, we are continuing our low rate financing on several of our New Holland tractors. We are offering 0.99% for 84 months on Workmaster 75, 105, and 120 horsepower cab tractors. Crazy, right? 0.99% for 84 months? That's unheard of. So come on in and check out what New Holland has to offer. Hope to see you soon, and may the good Lord bless us with some rain.
It's electric!
All right, and that is our first touchdown of the game here. It's T.L. It's time to pick our winner here.
We got to dig deep here now.
Yep. And short kick by the Bucks, and that's going to be bumbled out of bounds. And we
is
have
that Kenneth King?
Kenneth King of Industry. And congratulations, Kenneth. You are the winner of the Nathan's Barbecue touchdown quarter. Our first touchdown of the game, rather. And you, so you win a free rack of ribs, courtesy of Nathan's Barbecue. Nathan's Barbecue, proud to sponsor the first touchdown. Visit Nathan's Barbecue for lunch specials daily, including brisket, street tacos, hamburger steaks, home-style fried chicken, backed by popular demand, Sunday specials. Every first Sunday is turkey and dressing, and you make the call. Nathan's Barbecue, 1309 Prairie Lee Street, proud supporters of area sports. And so, for the first time on offense, the Battle Cats have come out. And that is going to be
false start. Offense number 20. 5-yard penalty. First down.
That's called against Cody Bryant, one of the wide receivers. And quarterback is Cornelius Shepard. And he's got Dasani Rich in the backfield with him. And Shepard back to pass. Incomplete. He was looking for Bryant, but overshot him by a mile.
Kind of not even close.
Yeah, I mean, really nobody out there, and just kind of throwing that one away. And second down of 15. 12:50 left to go in the first quarter, and it's Buccaneers leading Battle Cats 7-6. Man in motion. And Shepherd will get the handoff.
10.
That would be James McDonald. And McDonald going to hit in the backfield for a loss. All the way back to the 10-yard line.
We're going to give credit on the tackle there to Raylan Jenkins for the Bucks.
And so first and 10. And back to pass, he gets it away, incomplete. And looking for number 3, Elton Pickens Jr. And that'll bring up fourth and long, and so the Battle Cats will have to punt.
Dominic Garcia's pass ball complete. That'll bring up a fourth and long for the Battle Cats.
Clock stop with 12 minutes left to go in the first quarter.
Deep for the Bucks on the punt will be Richard Edwards.
The man game on the kicking team.
And 14 WA just hope they didn't need to delay a game, so that'll push it back 5 more yards. And that will make it 4th and 31 now. And there's the kick. And it is going to roll about the 36. Well, let's see how far they're going to get. And another penalty marker down.
Oh, my goodness.
Aiden Serling's punt is down at the 39-yard line.
Put it at the 39-yard line.
Penalty marker on the play.
Now, that mark I do not understand.
Because he touched it at the 36.
36, you are absolutely. So that was a great call on your part.
That's what I was thinking. Shouldn't it be down at the 36 then? And I think that's what they're talking over now.
Holding, number 9 of the return team. 10-yard penalty from the end of the kick. First down.
Yeah, and so that'll be a penalty against the Bucks, so that'll march them back another 10 yards. So, no, they're going to push it back to the 49-yard line.
The way I look at it, that's a 13-yard penalty.
Yeah. And it's a ball spotted at the 49-yard line. Johnson, play action, looking to throw. And he's got a man open. Incomplete.
Intended for Brooks Rigney.
And Rigney just missed that one.
Number 19, Brooks Rigney.
Just a little underthrown.
And Rigney is a sophomore out of McKinney, Texas. And play action. Now Johnson's going to keep it himself. And he runs out across the 45 down to about the 44-yard line.
Tell you what, it was a nice fake there to Antonio Martin. And Johnson takes it around right in. A nice game.
That'll bring up a 3rd and 5 for the Bucks.
He has a 3rd down and 5. Bucks leading this one 7-6 here. We're in the first quarter. And pass incomplete. And
four in 10.
That'd be Jordan Hayward. And it's a fourth down for the Buccaneers. It looks like they're going to punt this one away. And the punter is freshman Breck Chambers. Chambers out of Waco, Texas.
Carmelo Autry, deep four.
Number 93, Breck Chambers.
TWA.
And gets the kick away. And that's going to go into the end zone for a touchback. And so it will bring down.
It'll be first and 10 for the Battlecats from their own 20-yard line.
And we're coming to you from Cub Stadium tonight. And it's the Blinn Buccaneers taking on the TWA Battlecats. First ever meeting between these two schools. And right now it is the Bucs leading 7-6. Battlecats back out on offense. And pass is swing pass complete. That was Shepard out to Cody Bryant.
Pass complete to number 20, Cody Bryant.
Slow getting up.
And lost a yard on the catch, so second and 11.
That'll bring up a second down and 11 for the Battlecats.
James McDonald. Is that right, Tim?
Yep, and we got a whistle.
TWA takes their first timeout at the first half.
Yeah, so TWA didn't like what they saw, so they're going to take a timeout. Yeah, we'll take it with them and be back after we hear 60 skits from our sponsors.
Why is football special? You get to represent your hometown. When you are playing, success is measured in wins and losses, but when you're done playing, success is measured in relationships built. Here at Citizens State Bank, we pride ourselves on being team players, measuring our success on relationships we maintain. At CSB, we're always the home team, because our hometown is your hometown too. Be sure to come out to support our Brenham Cubs. Citizens State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. Member FDIC.
Collier Construction, building for Washington County's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting the Brenham football team. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activity, as it's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Cub football team in their 2023 season.
As we come back here, Shepard's pass was intercepted for the Buccaneers. Gurjawachukwu, and then as he was trying to regain his balance, he dropped the ball, and so they were Battlecats were able to recover the football. Now it's going to be Now the referees are confirming. I don't think they know what.
This is a scary thought.
Yeah.
The referees are converging.
Very little good ever comes of that.
Doug, I'm going to compliment you on Courage's last name.
Yeah.
You did very well.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I don't know if he's related. The Aggies used to have a wide receiver with that same last name, but I don't know if they're related or not. And that's the only reason I knew that is because the Aggies already had a player with that last name. And speaking of Aggie football, we'll have that for you tomorrow right here on KWHI. Aggies taking on Louisiana Monroe. That's a 3 o'clock kickoff and 2 o'clock pregame.
The result of the play is an interception and then a fumble recovered by the offense. Roughing the passer, defense number 92. That penalty is declined. After the play, personal foul, number 72 of the defense. That's a 15-yard penalty. 72 is ejected from the game.
Okay, so the initial penalty was called on Lyndon Williams. And then the other one, well, we don't even have a 72 for Blinn listed on their roster.
Not there.
Not there. So I don't know if he's got the right number on that or what.
He may not be there next week.
Yeah. And the officials confirmed some more.
Tell you what, with these meetings we're having, Doug.
Yeah, it's making a long.
We may be here a while.
It's making for a very long first quarter. Because, I mean, we've got the latest roster. Coach Parsons gave them to us himself. And so they will spot the ball at the 42-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for TWA. Back to pass goes Shepherd. And incomplete. Going toward the sidelines, Robert Owens, the third, the only receiver in the vicinity.
Dominic Garcia's pass ball is incomplete. And then a second down and 10 to Valdez.
And so second and 10 with 10:08 left to go here in the first quarter. Man in motion.
Hand off to McDonald.
And McDonald pushing his way forward. Gets to the 46-yard line. And that'll be a pickup of four. That'll bring a third down and six.
Raylan Jenkins then on the tackle there for the Bucks.
They'll bring up a third and six for the Battlecats.
Jenkins, a sophomore out of Baton Rouge.
He's a big boy.
Yep. Got him listed at 285, and that may be a little underselling it there. And pass incomplete. Shepherd was looking for number 44. Sir Justin Gibbons.
Fourth down for the Battlecats.
It's a fourth down, and TWA is going to have to punt. And Bucks sending Richard Edwards back there again. Edwards, a freshman out of Tom Ball Memorial.
Number one, Aiden Sterling on the punt for the Battlecats.
That name brings back some memories.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got a flag down. And they're going to get, looks like they're going to get a legal procedure against the Battlecats. And to back them up 5 yards.
Prior to the snap, false start. Kicking team number 12. 5 yard penalty. Fourth down.
I think I'm going to go down and bury the flag in the ref's pocket.
There's
just been a few.
Yeah. I mean, it's this early in the game, and they have been very flag happy. Just gets the punt away. And that is going to roll down, and they're going to down it. Looks like about the 23 or 24 yard, 23 yard line. And that's what the Buccaneer offense will take out on the field.
Goes to Martin.
And Martin around the end, out across the 30 to the 35, and he picked up a first down for the Buccaneers.
Run out of bounds by Theodore Anderson for the Battle Cats.
Number 5, Antonio Martin.
So Martin gets it up to the 36-yard line.
Down.
13-yard pickup on that carry.
Martin again.
And nice hole there to run through. Gets across midfield. And up ahead to the 47-yard line.
Antonio Martin. And that's another Blaine Buccaneer first down.
Dominique Smith and on the tackle for the Battle Cats.
And that offensive line for the Bucs now trying to take, starting to take over the game.
I like the idea of run the football.
And play action. Johnson going deep. He's got a man open, and that is going to be caught. And is that Wyatt again? Yes, it is. Touchdown, Wyatt. And that is going to put the Buccaneers up 13-6.
Tell you what, simple fly pattern down that left sideline. Nice fake there to Antonio Martin. Drew the defense in. They bit for it. Goes into the end zone untouched.
And so now the point after. And Noack's kick is up. And it's good. And with 7:56 left to go in the first quarter, the Bucs lead it 14-6. Back at 60 seconds on the Sports Friend.
Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham. Serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 19 years. 289-0436.
DDM Custom Metal Buildings. For barn dominiums, workshops, office buildings, and barns, visit ddmbuildings.com.
Strand Associates, decades of experience helping Brenham and Washington County grow through excellence in engineering.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service and expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Make life easier and let Brenham Produce deliver your feed and do the heavy lifting for you.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family owned and operated dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Reliable Homes of Sealy for the lowest prices on mobile homes in Texas, guaranteed.
And back we go. Here's 7:56 left to play in the first quarter. Blinn Buccaneers leading TWA 14-6 and a short kick. And that one's going to be fielded at the 41-yard line.
14.
That would be Tyler Tisdale. And so that's where the Battle Cats will take over, first and 10.
It will be first and 10 for the Battle Cats from their own 32-yard line.
A very rare junior college game on a Friday night. And we're glad you could be with us wherever you happen to be across our great listening area. And ball spotted the 42-yard line, and that's where the Battle Cats will come out. And
TWA takes their second timeout.
And so TWA is going to didn't get the play in time, and so they're going to have to use their second timeout. And so we'll take and be back with them after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street in Brenham.
Focused care at Brenham, providing inpatient rehabilitation and 24-hour nursing care, where your loved ones are treated like family.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Hyundai of Brenham, Highway 290 West, offering Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty.
Tilleman Construction and Stegett Tilleman Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
Citizens State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto, Brenham's go-to place for routine auto care. Highway 290 West, next to Apple 4.
Shop where the builders shop. Woods and Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, providing a family-oriented community with multiple tiers of membership.
Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles, family-oriented general and cosmetic dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
And pass is incomplete, and that will bring up second down and 10. Ball at the 42-yard line.
Intended for Elton Pickens Jr.
Pass was just underthrown, and Pickens tried to get it before it hit the ground, but no such luck. And back to pass. Shepard's incomplete. Threw it to Cody Bryan. And as we always say, Tommy, hit him in the worst possible place.
And the worst spot it could be, right in his hands.
And so that'll bring up third down and 10.
I think part of that may have been footsteps.
Yeah.
He heard footsteps.
Clock stopped on the incompletion with 7:44 left to go in the first quarter.
And off to McDonald.
And McDonald around the end. Gets it close to the 45-yard line. So going to put him right on the 45-yard line. So
Patrick Brinkley in on the tackle for the Bucs.
3-yard pickup, and that'll bring up fourth down and 7. And so the Battle Cats will have to punt it away again.
Richard Edwards again deep for the Bucs.
Number one, Aiden Sterling on the punt for the Battle Cats.
Aiden Sterling doing the punting. And gets the punt away. And Battle Cats are going to let it roll dead and down it around the 30-yard line. And so that's where the Buccaneers will tap it.
That will be down at the 30-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for Bucs.
With 6:47 left to go, Bucs leading it 14-6 over the TWA Battle Cats here on this Friday night edition. Yeah, for those of you wondering where the Brenham Cubs are, Cubs off this week. Cubs will be back in action. We're actually going to be on a special Thursday night broadcast next week as the Bucs take on the New Braunfels Unicorns, or Cubs take on the New Braunfels Unicorns. And this one,
hand off to
Antonio Martin. And he's just pounding the football up to the 41-yard line and picks up another Buccaneer first down.
Number five,
Tyler Tisdale in on the tackle for the Battlecats.
Again to the 42, so 12-yard pickup there. And first and 10. And Johnson's pass is complete to Rigney. And Rigney down the line.
He's gone.
And he is going to coast into the end zone. 58 yards for the Buccaneers. Touchdown.
A nice fake there to Antonio Martin. Hits Ridley. He had an open door all the way down that right sideline.
He certainly did, and that'll make it 20-6 with the extra point try to come from Noack. And Max Nolak is out of Sidewoods High School. Kick is up. And it's good. And so with 6:06 left to go in the first quarter. Bucks lead it 21-6. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports grid.
The DWA Battlecats 6.
All right, I guess we'll just keep it here as Bucks getting set to tee it up.
Pickens, Owens the third, and Autry all deep.
And a different kicker this time is Kelson Cotner. He's a sophomore out of Bedford, Texas, with a kick.
Fair catch made by number five, Robert Owens the third.
And so Robert Owens the third with the fair catch.
It'll be first and ten. And
spot at the 34-yard line. And pass incomplete.
44? Is that 44?
Yeah, I think so.
Yes, it is 44.
Personal foul. Roughing the passer. Defense number 22. 15-yard penalty.
And a roughing the passer penalty call against the Bucks. That's going to be on Price Pruitt. He is a sophomore at Hallettsville. And so that'll give him 15 yards and a first down. And I know that was when I talked to Coach Mahon yesterday, that was one of the things he was wanting to try to clean up is too many penalties. And right there, penalties costing the Bucks some field position.
They haven't cleaned it up yet.
Not yet.
Shepard keeps it.
And he's going to get to the 48-yard line. He's going to be a little short. He didn't quite get back to the line of scrimmage.
Number 6, Dominic Garcia on the quarterback keeper. Throw down by number 17, Sagree Graham.
Sagree Graham in on the tackle for the Bucks.
And so we
ball
at the 48-yard line. And hand off on the far side there.
Number 8.
Brandon Crumpton.
Crumpton.
Yeah, that's the first time we call his name tonight. He gets to the 50-yard line. And that'll bring up third down and 9 as we drop under the 5-minute mark. Left to go here in the first quarter. Pass incomplete, almost intercepted again.
Intended for Robert Owens the third.
Garcia's pass ball is incomplete.
And that was number 8 on the coverage there. That's Mikado Henson Jr.
And
he's
a fourth down for the Bobcats.
And he is at a College Station High School. And so once again, the Battlecats will have to punt.
Richard Edwards again, deep for the Bucks.
And this one kicked. Another short one, and going to be fielded at the 30-yard line. And so it'll be first and 10 for the Buccaneers.
That's the 29-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Bucks.
Yeah. And Johnson out there leading the offense.
Oh, shoot.
Kelton Weathers in the backfield now for the Bucks. He gets the handoff.
And he's going to find his way up the middle. And Weathers gets it to the 38-yard line. And Weathers, he is a freshman out of Houston, Lamar. And that'll bring
him second down and one.
Second and one, so a 9-yard pickup. And man in motion.
Goes to him again.
Weathers gets the call. He's going to pick up the first down out across the 40. And up to the 45 now. To the 49. He's brought down. They'll pick up another Buccaneer first down.
Tyler Tisdale in the tackle for the Battlecats.
And more importantly, running the clock down as we're down to 3:35 left to go here in the first quarter. And handoff goes to Weathers. And this time he breaks free. And he was just one tackle away from breaking that one.
I'm going to tell you what, just tripped up by Carmelo Autry. Nice run there by.
Weathers up to the 34-yard line of the Battlecats. And so it brings up first and 10.
Nice run there by Kelton Weathers. Weathers on us and
now that's right. Martin back again.
I'm sorry.
Antonio Martin back in there, and he will get it down to the 15-yard line.
Brought down by Theodore Anderson for the Battlecats.
And that's another Glenn Buccaneer first down.
And I tell you what, too, the offensive lineman really opening some holes.
Oh, I tell you what, that offensive line is really blowing people out.
And Martin
again.
And he's going to go into the end zone. Touchdown, Buccaneers.
I tell you what, he went right over left tackle, Doug, and they just blew him away, and he goes into the end zone. They may have gotten a hand on it, but that's about it.
Yep. And so that'll bring on the extra point from Nowak out of the hole with Ian Stelter. Kick is up, and it's good. And so with 2:06 left to go in the first quarter, it is the Buccaneers 28 and TWA 6. Back at the here, 60 seconds from the Sports Grid.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 9:45 and Wednesdays at 6:30. And remember, let your light shine.
Kay's Mud Hut, Brenham's Doggy Resort. Let your pets relax, put their paws up, and stay a while.
Rob's Fun Center in Brenham for your new and pre-owned power sports vehicles and all your service needs.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignments and balancing.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait, go see Blake.
Thrivin' Financial. See agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Aschenbeck, Henny Molly, Barney Lush, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
In the market for a new ride? Stop in at Apple Ford in Brenham and ask for Johnny, the car guy.
3F Tree Transplanting. The best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3FTreeTransplanting.com.
WC Tractor. Serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at wctractor.com.
Brenham Family Dental, offering exams and x-rays and accepting new patients at 2001 South Market in Brenham.
And ball is going to be kicked off and fielded at the 31-yard line, and that's where the Battlecats will take over.
They're caught by Theodore Anderson.
28-6. Buccaneers in the lead. And that is to McDonald. James McDonald. And now we got a fight on the field.
Oh, gosh.
And the referee stepped in there quickly. There was some shoving going on in there. And the referee's getting in there quickly. Got a flag down on the field.
After the play, unsportsmanlike conduct, 99 of the offense, half the distance of the goal, second down.
And that was on Devin Howard of the Battle Cats, called for an unsportsmanlike conduct. And we got an injury timeout on the field. We've got an injured TWA Battle Cat.
Number 44.
That's Sir Justin Givens. And they're going to help him over to the sideline.
The good thing it is he's on it on his own power. So.
Yeah. Back we go to action, and pass is going to be caught to Anthony Cottrell, the tight end, and Bucks got on him quickly.
It's at 30. Nice play there.
Pass complete to number 15, Anthony Cottrell.
Eric Solomon the second. Nice play.
Number 20, Jamarian Jackson.
And Solomon, he is out of Klein Kane High School.
And
up to the 14-yard line. Rolling out of Shepherd. Pass. Well,
we got an interception.
Yes, we did.
That's Solomon, that is.
That's
the guy
Solomon
we
again.
Just made.
Interception by number 30, Eric Solomon.
Solomon, after a big stop, and now he gets the interception. It'll be Buccaneer football with 1:09 left to go here in the first quarter. The quarter still not come. We're about 50 minutes into the quarter and still hasn't come to an end yet.
Played for an hour.
Yeah. And so the Buccaneer offense out on the field again. Back to pass goes Johnson, looking for someone to toss it to, and it is complete.
81.
And so let's see, 81, that is Nathan Lewis, is a redshirt freshman out of Houston Westfield, as we drop down under a minute to go. Ball spotted at the 4-yard line.
Eight yard line.
I wasn't looking at that correctly. I apologize. And play fake, and Johnson just keeps it. And he is going to be brought down just shy of the goal line at the 1-yard line.
Number one, Taylor Jackson will pull that keeper.
He was trying to, he just slipped down right at
the. He tried to reach for it, but he couldn't quite reach it. So.
And that is going to be the end of the first quarter. Oh, well. Apparently the refs just now realized that.
That's the end of the first quarter.
And so we will come. We're reaching the first quarter. Bucks lead at 28-6. That was quarter number two, and we have 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Gather with Christ Lutheran Church on Wednesday evening or Sunday morning. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits. Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Forever Young Resale Shop, 701 East Commerce, for gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Collier Construction, time-honored values and innovative strategies since 1938.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford and Hyundai of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Buying or selling property? Trust Robin Landaway, expert real estate broker with Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate.
Apple Ford in Brenham, the go-to spot for your next new or used Ford.
J&A Roofing specializes in all aspects of roofing, from new construction to green energy efficient roofing materials.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable, customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, financial advisor.
And so here we go. Second and goal for the Buccaneers at the 1 yard line. And Johnson, the weather's in the backfield. And play fake, he's going to keep it himself, and he is in for the touchdown. Caleb Johnson, a 1 yard run. And so now the extra point try. And this time it's Kottner for the point after. And it's good. And so with 14:54 left to go in the first half, the Buccaneers lead it now 35-0. Or excuse me, 35-6. And we just came back from the focus keep it right here. As the Buccaneers are off to a good start here. It didn't look like it was going to be that way when we first started. The first pass was a pick six. But since then, the Bucs have really settled in here, Tom.
No, they've really settled in. And I think what set it all up, they established a good running game. And when you establish that running game, it makes your passing game look that much better. And Johnson's done a good job of play calling.
He certainly has. Three touchdown passes, now a touchdown run on top of it. And so the Bucs ready to kick off. Alternating between Kottner and Nowak. And Nowak this time out there to kick it off.
Owens to third. Crumpton. And Pickens Jr. deep for the Battle Cats.
And he's going to boom this one away. And they're just going to let it go out of the back of the end zone. And so that'll be a touchback.
Kick off sales on the end zone for a touchback. And we first and 10 for the Battlecats from their own 25-yard line.
Max Nowak on the kick there. Nowak out of Cy Woods.
Nice kick. Wow.
And so ball will be spotted at the 25-yard line. First and 10 for TWA.
Shepherd in a quarterback again. McDonald, the lone running back.
And back to pass. And he's just going to airmail it out there.
Closest receiver was Cody Bryant.
Bucks had the pass rush coming, and he just threw that one away.
Garcia's pass falls incomplete.
And so that'll bring up second and 10.
And 10 for the Battlecats.
Bucks with a 35-6 lead here. 14:50 left to go in the second quarter. And yeah, you heard it right. Second quarter. No, we didn't start late. No, the first quarter ended up going 51 minutes. But we finally made it through there.
Yeah.
And pass is complete, but. And
to McDonald. McDonald's in motion.
And he went down to his knees to get that one, and then bumped up again, trying to get back up. Two bucks were right on top of him.
That'll bring up a third and 15 for the Battlecats.
And a loss of five back to the 20-yard line. Third down at 15. And
big rush there by the box.
And a sack there on the play. Looked like big number 99, Trent Gilbert.
That's a big, big, big strong rush there by the buck.
And so that'll bring a fourth down and 17. And the Battlecats will have to punt.
Is sacked by the Buccaneer defense. Fourth down.
As Sterling back to punt.
Ethan Wyatt deep for the Bucks.
Delay game. Kick and tee. 5-yard penalty. Fourth down.
And so that'll move the ball back down. And so he'll be punting out of his end zone. And it's going to be blocked by the Buccaneers. And he's going to pick it up. And they're going to down it inside the 5-yard line.
Oh, no. You don't want that.
And we got an injured man down the field.
I'm going to get the number, Doug. I'm trying to get that.
And training staff.
Oh, he's grabbing his ankle. 30.
Yep, 30. That would be Solomon.
Wow.
And so that'll stop the clock with 13:17 left to go in the second quarter.
After the play, unsportsmanlike conduct on both teams.
Oh, my goodness.
Number 8 for Glenn, number 12 for TWA. It's going to be first down and goal, Glenn.
And so for TWA, that's Theodore Anderson. And
eight
for the Buccaneers, that would be Mikado Henson Jr. And now everybody checking in on Solomon here. And good news, walking off under his own power. And a couple teammates going to help him get to the bench. Meanwhile, the Bucks will have it first and six at, or first and goal at the 6-yard line. Bucks leading this one 35-6 with 13:17 left to go in the second quarter. And just waiting to send the offense back out on the field. And we're going to have a change at quarterback now.
Yes.
It's going to be Kylan Brown taking over.
Kylan
And we'll have Weathers in the backfield there. And Brown fakes the handoff. He's going to give himself, and he's going to walk touchdown. Into the end zone untouched for the touchdown. 6-yard touchdown run by Kylan Brown.
Touchdown.
And Brown, he is coming to, he's a sophomore. He's out of, comes to, he's from Zachary, Louisiana, and transferred to Blinn from Memphis.
Made that look easy.
Yep. And before the kick.
Offside. Defense number four. Elevated to the kicker. After the distance. Repeat the time.
And so Cotner on for the extra point. And kick is up. And it's good. And with 13:10 left to go here in the second quarter, Bucks now lead it 42-6. Back after we hear 60 seconds on the Sports Friends.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick some up today.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Herman Furniture, there's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Mr. Windshield, here for all of your auto glass needs. 2831 US 290 West Brenham, 979-217-1034.
KT Auto Plus, General Automotive and Tractor Repair, located at 1006 North Park Street in Brenham.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 5 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your automotive needs.
Korth and Linky Welding, specializing in general steel structural and ornamental fabrication. Learn more at KorthandLinkyWelding.com.
Awards and more, creating customized awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley, Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Faith Mission, local people, local solutions, changing lives and making a difference, making his mission our mission.
And we return to action here, 13:10 left to go here in the second quarter. Blinn Buccaneers leading TWA 42-6. And now on, and Bucks getting set to kick off once again.
Picking zones and Autry deep for the Battle Cats.
And that one is going to be set deep. And
that's Owens.
That's Owens on a return.
Oh, nice move.
And he's going to be run out of bounds.
45. Was that Aaron Barnwell?
Number five, Robert Owens, the third on the kickoff return.
And ball will be spotted, looks like, at the 32-yard line. The first and 10 for the Battle Cats.
The Battle Cats from their own 32-yard line.
13:03 left to go.
Shepard back in at quarterback. McDonald in the backfield.
And off to McDonald, and he finds an opening out across the 35 to the 40, 45, and he'll pick up a first down for the Battle Cats as number they get 10, up to the 49-yard line.
Brought down by number 17, C. Graham
in on the tackle for the Bucks.
It'll be first and 10 for the Battle Cats from their own 49-yard line.
Graham, a redshirt freshman, he is out of Jacksonville, Florida.
So that big run there by McDonald.
And handoff to McDonald again. This time he's going to get smothered in the backfield.
Eric Solomon in on the tackle for the Bucks.
So good to see him back in there.
Yeah, that is. That is good.
It looked kind of scary there for a little while ago, but good to see him back up and going again. And good credit to our training staff down there for the Bucks.
Kind of like the idea of running the football, Doug.
Yeah.
Burn a little clock.
And this time, just kind of get it away. Shepard back the pass.
Jenny forgiven.
And he had the blitz was coming, and he had to get run to that one in a hurry. And so third down and 13. Fox stopped with 11:47. Battlecats have to get to the Buccaneer 41-yard line to pick up a first down. Lynn leading here 42-6. And back to pass, going deep. And intercepted again.
31.
And
No, I'm wrong. Yeah, it is 31. I was
31,
right.
31, and that would be Braylon Collins out of Stafford High School. And we're going to whistle in officials' conference.
Another scary thought.
Been several of those already tonight.
We have two fouls on the play by the offense. Personal foul, chop block, 57 and 67. An eligible player downfield, offense, number 85. Both penalties are declined. Result of the play is an interception. First down blend.
And to the Bucks. We'll take over. The ball will be spotted at the 30-yard line. 11:40, and let's see if Coach will keep it on the ground here and try to run some clock down.
Brown back in at quarterback.
And we're going to get a whistle.
TWA
will take their third and final timeout of the half, and we'll take it with them. Be back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Christy Schlotman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Teamworks Parts, service and fabrication, gives each job the time and care it takes to give you the quality you deserve.
Plants and Things, a small town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Brittam Quality Meat Market offers fresh meats and much more at 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
Winston Water Cooler of Brenham, your local wholesale commercial and residential plumbing supply, located at 2294 South Market Street.
No matter what team you support, SSB Designs and Creations has a spirit gear for you. 301 West Main Street in Brenham.
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Chapel Hill Bakery and Barbecue is the place to go.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, 606 South Austin. For the classic toys you remember, like pedal cars, trains, and rocking horses.
Pool Techs, the pool professionals, specializing in custom pools and spas with servicing available. 319 South Austin.
And as we get back here, Brown finds Anthony Dansby over the middle. And he puts it to the 45-yard line, picks up a Buccaneer first down. High snap, and Brown pulls it down. Now looking to throw. Now he's going to tuck it himself. Out across the 50 to the 45, 40. And he was run out of bounds.
Run out of bounds by Destiny Rich for the Battlecats.
And up to the 41-yard line. And so clock keeps rolling. We're down to 10:55. Bucks lead it here 42-6.
Weathers.
And Weathers just about ripped his jersey off as he was trying to get through. Yeah, so Weathers picks up positive yardage there. See where they're going to spot the ball at.
Dominique Smith in on the tackle for the battle.
Reset the play clock to 25 and start on my signal.
Got him to the 34-yard line, and that'll bring him second down. And pass complete out of the backfield to Weathers. And Weathers fighting his way down close to the 30-yard line. He should have a first down there.
Devontae Sutherland in on the tackle for the Battlecats.
And he does up to the 31-yard line. Another Buccaneer first down.
First down.
As we're down to 10 minutes left.
Lynn takes their first timeout for the first half.
And so the Buccaneers this time will take their first timeout. And so we'll take and be back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Foskey's Jewelry at 210 East Main, proudly serving downtown Brenham for over 75 years.
Brenham Collision Center. Quality service, timely repairs, excellent customer service. 810 West Main.
Allen Day Funeral Homes and Crematorium. When you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
For dozer work, excavation services, demolition work for commercial and residential services. Baker's Ag Service.
For an unparalleled dining experience and exceptional cuisine, visit Los Cabos Mexican Grill and Steakhouse in Brenham.
K&H Portable Toilets. Call 836-0552 for clean, affordable toilets. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
For professional real estate marketing, contact Ashley Yonke, broker associate with Hody Real Estate, BrenhamRealEstate.com.
Shop J&J Packing Company, wholesale meat distributor specializing in pork products.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures, they preserve memories.
And back we go. Passes complete to Cameron Regis. And a 4-yard pickup for the Buccaneers. It'll bring up second down and six. As we've got 9:28 left to go in the second quarter. Bucs lead at 42-6 over TWA. Ground back to pass. Showing that arm. He's got a man open. Oh, and it is.
Intercepted.
Intercepted.
25.
That is Carmelo Autry picks it off at the 2-yard line. And credit where credit is due. He made a good play there.
Yes, he did.
Second turnover for the Bucs.
Very, very, very good coverage. He just went up, went for the ball, and got it.
And so with 9:16, ball will be at the 2-yard line.
The result of the play is an interception. After the play, taunting, number 25 of TWA, half the distance of the goal, first down TWA.
So make it at the 1-yard line as he gets called for taunting.
One thing for sure, no shortage of penalties.
Way too many penalties. You'd think this was a big rivalry game the way this is going.
Oh, my goodness. Really?
It's a ball at the 1-yard line. Instead of two teams meeting for the first time ever. And Shepard's pass is going to be hit.
That's a safety.
That's a safety.
Number eight.
The receiver couldn't get, he was complete to Crumpton, but he couldn't get out of the end zone. And so Buccaneer safety.
And he's still down.
And so add two more points to the total, and that'll make it 44-6 now. And so the training staff out to look. Clock stops with 9:09 left to go in the second quarter. And that is Crumpton there.
He is up on his own and walking off the field.
And coach got his arm around him. TWA just in their second. But what Coach Mahon will tell me, just in their second year of existence. And so anytime you got a new program like that, you're going to have some growing pains.
Just a few. Looking at our sideline and their sideline, Doug, what do we have, four times as many players?
Well, that's kind of what it looks like, yeah. Way more white jerseys than blue jerseys. So now, with the safety, they will kick it away. The Battlecats will kick it away to the Buccaneers. The punter, Sterling, will be doing the kick here.
I think that's Edwards and Darian Hargrove. And it's going to be fielded by Hargrove.
And Hargrove out across the 50, 45, nice 40. And he's got some room down to the 30, following behind his blockers, and finally brought down at about the 21-yard line. Or are they going to say?
Number six, Darian Hargrove on the punter turn.
And yeah, let's see where they're going to spot the football.
Dominique Smith in on the stop for the Battlecats.
They're going to put him at the 22-yard line is where he went down. And so 8:57 left to go here in the first half.
Tell you what, nice run back there by Hargrove.
Rock all the way. 12 of the kicking team. Half the distance of the goal. Touchdown then.
And so add on the penalty, blocking below the waist on the Battlecats, so that'll push the Bucks even closer. And that'll move it all the way down to the 11-yard line. It'll be first and 10 Bucks. And to Kylan Brown.
Weathers in it, running back.
And hand off
to Weathers.
And he is going to go all the way down. And are they going to give him credit for the touchdown? He did get it in. So Weathers with an 11-yard touchdown run to add to that Buccaneer lead. That's a no-op back in the kick. Kick is up. And it's good. And so with 8:49 left to go in the first half of play, Bucks now lead it 51-6. Back into we hear 60 seconds from the sports rant.
Coverage, price, and service that only a local agency can provide. Wellman Insurance. Neighbors serving neighbors.
La Morella's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
The UPS Store and the Bluebonnet Shopping Center. They do a lot more than just shipping. Come see what one store can do.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash. Across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Banquet Bob, Bank of Brenham, your only downtown hometown bank in Brenham.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant in Brenham offers a full menu with all your favorite Mexican appetizers and entrees.
Computer Helpers, Brenham's favorite choice for new computer sales and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day in Brenham.
Felder's By and By for groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell Gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Slider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic, beats Big City Gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
We go here as it's going to be fielded by Owens. And Owens is going to get brought down, and another flag flies.
Number five, Robert Owens, the third.
And another player down. This time on the Buccaneers side.
Walking the back. 23 of the return team. Half the distance of the goal.
So that will be against the Buccaneers. And that was called on Jaden Dacus, linebacker out of Umbola, Tuscaceta. And so the Buccaneers will have the ball. 8:42 left to go in the first half. Bucs lead it 51-6. And that is going to move the ball back to the 6-yard line. So that's where they will, the Battle Cats will start.
McDonald.
And McDonald around the end gets across the 10 up to the 12-yard line where he's run out of bounds.
25 for...
Number 10, James McDonald will carry.
Jeremiah Sanders.
That'll bring up a second down and five for the Battlecats.
Ball up to the 12-yard line. 5-yard pickup brings up second and five. And men in motion. And
McDonald
again, this time going to get hit in the backfield.
Let's give credit to 46.
And that would be Ryan Clark.
Number 10, out of Weatherford, Texas. Brought down by number 36, Ryan Clark. And number 94, Dante Payton. That'll bring up a third and nine for the Battlecats.
And 7:28 left to go. And Shepherd's pass is intercepted again.
27.
And let's see.
Jaden Williams?
Jaden Williams.
Is that right?
Yes. Alejandro. And so another short field for the Bucs to work with. And it's a ball at the, it's going to be at the 6-yard line. So first and goal for the 6 for the Buccaneers. And Brown will bring the offense out of the field. This time, different running back for the Bucs.
I want to get that number for you, Bill. That it? Isn't that Weathers?
Let's see. I think that's 28. Weathers is 28.
Yes.
And pass is complete.
16.
Into the end zone for the touchdown. And that is Jakarian Rockmore out of Carthage to add to this Buccaneer lead.
Touchdown, Bucs. Number 16, Jakarian Rockmore.
And now on Nowak for the point after try. Kick is up, and it's good. And so with 7:15 left to go in the first half, Bucks now this one 58-6 back at the weird 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Vacations anywhere in the world with Cruise Planners. Call 836-4085.
Whitner Plumbing, LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Book your party early and let Skavisa Catering take the worry away. Call 836-8778.
With experience and knowledge comes the best results. Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Herman Electric, LLC, serving Washington County and the surrounding areas with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Cole Course Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Giddings. Have it your way at Burger King.
Daryl Meyer, specializing in retirement and investment planning. Call to optimize your financial future. 836-9311.
Parts and more. Parts for everything and much more. Now certified with Identigo Identity Services.
And we come back here. We're in the second quarter. 7:15 left to play until halftime. Bucks lead at 58-6. And kicking off again. A little squib kick here. And that is picked up. Theodore Anderson on the return. And he's out to the 30-yard line. And that's where the offense will come out on the field once again for the Battlecats.
Savion Pruitt in on the tackle for the Bucks.
It'll be first and 10 for the Battlecats from their own 30-yard line.
TWA.
McDonald.
And McDonald, the ball carrier, and he is going to have his forward progress stopped.
Number 10, James McDonald, the carry. Brought down the backfield by number 52, Ricky Johnson.
In on the tackle for the Bucks.
And Ricky Johnson, sophomore out of Nederland.
That'll bring up a second down and 15 for the Battlecats. A
loss of five. That'll bring up second down and 15. Ball spotted at the Battlecat 25-yard line. And man in motion. And pass is going to be batted down. Did he pick it? No. Just batted it down.
I think that was 30, wasn't it?
Pass was incomplete.
Yep.
So Eric Solomon?
Yep. Tell you what, he's making going to be our candidate for defensive player.
Eric Solomon's had a really, really good game.
He really has. He's been making lots of good plays there.
I'll let you pick the offense. Or which one? Maybe the Buck offensive line.
Huh? Yeah. Yeah, we got a whistle here.
False start. Offense, number 20.
And
5-yard penalty.
Back him up another 5 yards. And so the ball will be at the 20-yard line. First and 20 now third and 20 now for TWA.
McDonald.
They're just going to keep it on the ground. That way the clock keeps running. And they get up to the 24-yard line, does McDonald, and that'll bring it fourth down.
Eric Solomon again.
James McDonald on the carry. Brought down by number 12, Ashton Miller. And number 38, Denzel Chowenke.
And so
fourth down for the Bellcats.
That means they'll have to punt it away again. Locked down to 5:45 left to go until halftime. And during the halftime, we will hear from the Blinn Buccaneer Marching Band.
Oh,
goes back and he lost. That was McDonald, and he's going to get slammed to the ground at the 14-yard line. So they'll turn it over on downs and get another. And now more pushing and shoving going on down there. And so the Buccaneers will take over. 5:09 left to play here in the second quarter. Ball spotted at the 14-yard line. Will be first and 10 for Blinn. And Kylan Green in the backfield, or Kylan Brown in the backfield. And handoff goes. Let's see, is that. Is it 28? Yeah,
28.
And that is Demarion Phillips out of Katie Payton.
28, Demarion Phillips on the carry. Brought down by number 92, Lawrence Berry. That'll bring up a second and 7 for the Bucks.
Men in motion. Phillips in the backfield with Brown. Play action now. Brown rolling out.
Rolling out.
And he's got nobody to throw to, and he's going to keep it himself. And he's going to get brought down for a loss of yards.
I tell you what, nice tackle there by DeMarcus Southern.
And so we're back, and we've got it down to 4:15.
Down by number 11, DeMarcus Southern. That'll be a third and 7 for the Bucks.
And
Brown
himself and Brown into the end zone for the Buccaneers touchdown.
Keon Brown.
Tell you what, Brown made a great fake there to Demarion Phillips. The defense went for the fake, went into the end zone untouched.
And for Brown, that's his second rushing touchdown of the game. And 3:47 left to go. And on for the extra point try. That is going to be Cotner. Cotner's kick. Up and good. And so with 3:47 left to go in the first half, Bucks lead it 65-6. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports brand.
Automotive Detail Services, formerly ProClean Car Wash, providing the same quality detailing service to Washington and surrounding counties.
Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store, full-service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navarre, and Jamie Key, 105 East Main Street in Brenham.
Wade Construction Services in Burton, your site development expert. Call 979-551-5358.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are. Bush's Chicken, Highway 36 South. The best tasting chicken and all the fixins. Let them cook for dinner.
Contact A1 Quality Plumbing for same day service, free inspections, and estimates. A1 Quality Plumbing Services.
From fixing your pet to annual vaccines, choose Animal Friends of Washington County for the highest quality care at the lowest cost in Brenham.
McCoy's Lumber. From a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
And back we go, and it has been a total first half domination by the Blinn Buccaneers. They lead it 65-6 with 3:47 left to go until halftime. And so good news for the Bucks, not so much good news for the Burton Panthers, as on their score, Burton trailing Holy Cross. They're in the third quarter, and with about 6:26 left to play there, and it is Holy Cross leading Burton 13-6. So Panthers still got some time, but got to work on making a comeback here as they will hand the ball off. And McDonald on the carry.
Number 10, James McDonald, Perry.
And he gets up to the 25-yard line.
A second down 11
so
for the battle catch.
Or actually lost a yard, so that'll bring up second down 11. Clock running. Shepard waiting on the snap. And rolling to his left, and pass complete.
44, I believe.
That's Sir Justin Givens. And pass was complete.
Pass complete to number 44, Sir Justin Givens.
To the 27-yard line.
That'll bring up a third and seven for the Battlecats.
Third down and seven with the clock down to about 2:30 left to go in the half.
McDonald.
And McDonald, and he's up the middle there and out across the 30 to the 31. Now they're going to push it back to the 30.
Number 10, James McDonald.
Give credit on the initial hit there to Ashton Miller.
And so fourth down, and they're going to go for it. Why I have no, well, at this point, what is
it? Yeah.
And rolling out, pass is incomplete. Oh, yeah. He
my goodness.
Givens wide open, and he just dropped it.
Exactly right, Doug. Wide open, bad spot, right on the hands.
And so with a minute 40, the Bucks will get the ball back one more time before the half.
Brown and Phillips in the backfield for the Bucks.
Also checking in, Aaron Brewer just came on the bench at tight end.
Phillips.
And Phillips the carrier. Up the middle there. Ball is at the 25-yard line.
Anthony Cottrell in on the tackle for the Battle Cats.
And it's a second down and five. Bucks taking their time now, letting the clock run.
Thank you. It's and Phillips.
Phillips again.
Damani Sutherland in on the tackle for the battle.
Number 28, Demarion Phillips.
Down to 45 seconds left to go in the half.
Draw down by number 11, Damani Sutherland, and number 92, Lawrence Berry. That will be a third and four for the Bucks.
And now Phillips again, and he's going to pick up the first down out across the 20 inside to the about the, looks like maybe the 17.
Number 28, Demarion Phillips on the carry.
And so that'll stop it long enough for them to run the chains down.
Tyler Tisdale.
And I think the Bucks are just going to let that, looks like they're coming out of the field. They're just going to let the clock run. And so they will take it into the locker room here at the half. Buccaneers lead it 65-6. And we'll be back with the halftime report after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Woodman Life. For life insurance and financial security, call Amanda and Russell Coring, Christy Milbrad, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Head to Hart's Chicken in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham and get the all-you-can-eat chicken buffet.
See what the future has in store with Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSN, the Bluebonnet Shopping Center.
Enhance your business at your one source for marketing solutions, Branded Graphics, 2507 Becker Drive in Brenham.
Select Furnishings, located next to Brenham Dodge. making your house a home for over 27 years.
For mouthwatering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main and Brenham.
Call Climate Defense Systems 979-353-2537 to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
All Right Custom Movers are here for your moving needs, from packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture. Call 979-337-4285.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Horseshoe Junction, Brenham's Family Fun Pack. Mini golf, laser tag, rock walls, go-karts, and arcades with prizes. Eat, play, repeat.
And back we go here. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you. And here at the half, the Buccaneers lead at 65-6. After that first start where the Bucs got where TWA had a pick six, but then since then, Tommy, it's been all Buccaneers.
pretty well a dominant performance by the Bucs.
And we've got a lot to get to. The Blinn Buck Marching Band coming out here on the half. But first, we're going to tell you about who our HEB Scholar of the Week is. And right now, let's hear from HEB.
With fall sports, practice, and the holidays just around the corner, this is a busy time of the year. Luckily, HEB has got you covered with an array of quick, fresh, and easy meal simple products. Whether you're looking for grab-and-go salads, fully cooked meals you can pop in the microwave, or oven-ready entrees and sides, HEB's meal simple products are chef-inspired and will satisfy even the pickiest of eaters. Check them out at the Brenham HEB today.
All right, and our HEB Scholar of the Week is Saif Muhammad, and his favorite subject is biology, and favorite teacher, Mrs. Stoltz, and favorite sport or extracurricular activity, he's got a tie between HOSA and track and field, and college or university plan, he plans on going to medical school.
And oh, congratulations.
Congratulations. And his advice to other students about preparing for the future, to sustain a healthy lifestyle, develop self-control, and accept failure.
There you go.
And so congratulations, Saif Muhammad, on being our HEB Scholar of the Week. And
the unfortunate thing is, Doug, he made a great point. There will be failures in life.
You don't dwell on it. You accept them and you move on.
Move on. Great point.
Exactly. Great point. And now the Blinn Marching Band is out on the field, so let's pick up their halftime show.
and Addison Sims. This evening, we present music from thrash metal's most iconic band, Metallica. Formed in California in the early 1980s, Metallica has been a dominant voice in metal for 5 decades. Tonight, we open with the first single from their 2023 album, Lux Aeterna. Was even ranked as the third greatest metal song of all time by VH1. Master of Puppets has been brought back into the limelight with its inclusion in one of the most iconic scenes of the fourth season of Stranger Things. We hope you enjoy Master of Puppets. Times in live concert. Wherever on Your Drone continues to be a fan favorite and has been performed along such groups as
alongside such groups as the San Francisco Symphony. It was later featured on the 1998 album Garage Geek. I hope you enjoy Brett Tan.
All right, and that is the Blend Buccaneer Marching Band Halftime Show. And here at the half, the Buccaneers lead TWA 65-6. Back with the third quarter kickoff after we hear 2 minutes from our sports friends.
Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with 3 Subway locations in Brenham.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. Call 979-836-4442.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution, with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are. Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue. They're Nathan's. Call or find them on Facebook today.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains, plumbing, and drain experts.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street for recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
For construction equipment and tool rental, visit United Rental, where quality and service is the difference.
Dahlman & Associates, your local Germania insurance agent at 310 South Bluebell Road, protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Smitty's Cafe and Bakery, 4355 U.S. 290 in Brenham. Enjoy home cooking, not at home. Catering available.
Brenham Ironworks, for automatic custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks.
If you have low credit, no credit, or bad credit, you can still get approved for personal loans at First Finance. Call 979-8255 830-1158 or stop by 305 West Main Street in Brenham.
Bailey Hody with Hody Real Estate knows how important it is to put her clients first.
Yum! Sweets and Eats, serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
Tired of high energy bills? Contact Climate Defense Systems to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
And don't forget, coming up after our broadcast tonight, we're going to have the scoreboard show, and Stephen will be there along to bring that one for you. Meantime, we are getting ready for the second half kickoff, but before we do, let's check in on the Burton Panthers and find out how their game is going. And they have come back and tied it up 13-13 with San Antonio Holy Cross, and with 8:26 left to go in the fourth quarter. So good luck to the Panthers, and hopefully they can pull out a W there.
Pull out a W or either, you know.
Yeah.
No less than go to OT, right?
Right. And so we're getting ready for the second half kickoff. Now, for the second half, we've been informed that because of the nature of the score, they're going to cut the quarter. Normally, they play 15-minute quarters, but they're going to cut it down to 10-minute quarters. And so hopefully that'll allow us to get to a conclusion quicker. And in the meantime, Christy Schlopman with Farmers Insurance is your kickoff sponsor. If you need help understanding your insurance policy, reach out to Christy Schlopman, your Farmers Insurance agent at 201 North Park Street in Brenham. She's in the office daily, ready to help you with any of your questions. Farmers Insurance offers commercial, farm and ranch, home, auto, and life. And Christy and her team would love to help you find coverage that's right for you. If you're looking to get a quote or just go over your policy, call 979-353-5545 or stop by our office at 201 North Park Street. Once a Bucks fan, always a Bucks fan. And so here we go with a second half kickoff. Now the Battlecats actually won the coin toss but deferred to the second half, so they're going to receive. Oh, okay.
Good, thank you.
And so good results. Just got informed by our good buddy Dan Jordan that the Brenham Cubettes won it 3-1 over Brian Rutter tonight. So they're now off to a 3-0 start in district. So congratulations, Coach Megan Whalen and her crew. And they finally get their first home game this Tuesday night I just blanked out on who they're facing, but they'll finally be at home home again after what's been a long road trip for them and for their next district game. So good luck there. And, oh, by the way, congratulations to Dan and Ann. They just found out they're going to be grandparents.
Grandparents again. Yes.
They got got two on the way.
Two on the way. Congratulations. Wow. That's exciting.
And the second half kickoff, and that is going to be fielded by Takari Gregory. And so the Battle Cats will start things off on offense.
It'll be first and 10 for the Battle Cats from their own 39-yard line.
Ball at the 39-yard line, first and 10.
Shepard and Crumpton in the backfield for the Battle Cats.
And he's goes to Crumpton, and he's just going to be met behind the line of scrimmage and brought down.
Number 49. Dante Sowles from Katy, Texas.
All right. Lost one on the carry. Second down, 11. And there's a snap, and Shepard's pass complete.
Complete. Let's see. That's number one.
That is
Aiden Sterling.
Yeah. So the punter now turns into a receiver.
Aiden Sterling. It'll be first and ten.
And picks up the first down to the 50-yard line. And so Battlecats taking their time in the huddle there.
Crumpton
going to get brought down behind the line of scrimmage. All right, they're going to say he got back to the 50, so no gain on the carry. And that'll bring up a second down at 10.
94 and 36.
So that's Dante Payton. Payton out of Cibolo Steel. And then Jaden Thomas out of College Station. And back to pass, and it's complete.
Let's see. That's one again.
That is complete to Sterling, and he will get them to the four.
Pass to the number one, Aiden Sterling.
Yeah, where they're going to get to the 43-yard line.
So
third down and three. You got to get to the 40 to pick up the first down. As we're down to 7:10 left to go here in the third quarter. Buccaneers with a 65-6 lead. And Shepard on the move and pass complete out of backfield. And Crumpton going to be hit for a loss back to the 36-yard line.
Pass complete to number 8, Brandon Crumpton. Brought down by number 12,
Ashton Miller in on the tackle for the Bucks.
And so fourth down and 5.
That'll bring up a fourth down for the Battlecats.
And let's see if the Battlecats going to punt it away or they're going to try to go for it. They're on the blind side of the field, so might as well go for it. And they are.
Go, go,
Bad snap. And Shepard's going to be all the way back, and he's going to be down back at the 38-yard line. And so that's where the Buccaneer offense will come out on the field.
I'm going to let you make the call on the quarterback, Dan.
Yep. Look who's here. At the 39-yard line, and here comes number 9, Rylan Wooten. Wooten in to see his first action of the night.
Demarion Phillips in at running back.
And man in motion, and the handoff.
Hand it off to a wide receiver.
That was
number four,
Jordan Hayward.
Illegal substitution. 12 players on the defense.
And defense.
Repeat first down.
Going to get called for 12 men on the field.
Correction. Penalties declined. Second down.
They're going to decline it, and so the Bucs will just take the yardage. So Rylan Wooten, former Branham Cub, now with the Blinn Bucs, takes a snap, hand off Phillips this time, and Phillips
nice
around the end,
move.
And gets close. I think he's going to be about a yard short of the first down.
Got it to the Carmelo Autry in on the tackle for the Battle Cats.
And so that'll bring up third and one. As we're down to 5:15 left to play here in the third quarter. And with the handoff to Phillips.
Is that 34?
Yeah, that's 34.
Yes,
that
it is.
Jalen McClain, who is out of Huntsville.
Jalen McClain on the carry.
Anthony Cottrell in on the tackle for the Battle Cats.
And they didn't give it to him.
Fourth and one.
I thought he was across the line, and when they pushed him back, but I thought his forward progress got him the first. They're going to go for a field goal try. This is Noah.
What I'm going to say this is, I'm going to say this is practice. That's what I'm going to say.
Yeah. So this is going to be a 47-yard attempt. Kick is up.
I love it.
He got it. 47-yard field goal for Nowak. And with that makes it 68-6. Buccaneers lead. And back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
You know what that sound is. Time to get ready for school.
5 more minutes, Dad. I'm not ready for summer to be over.
Well, Mattress Guys is, and we have an amazing back-to-school sale. Hi, I'm Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own Mattress Guy, and we're making sure you're ready for school by checking off all of the school supplies you'll need. We have everything you and your child needs for that straight-A sleep, like incredible deals on brands such as Sealy and Tempur-Pedic. And remember, the best buys are with Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center.
Call 836-1010 today.
Hey, it's Craig Montana reminding you your new Academy Sports and Outdoor store is now open in Brenham. Don't miss the grand opening celebration this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You can stop by this Saturday, the 16th, get your photo taken with the Houston Astros 2022 World Series trophy from noon to 2. So after the Washington County Fair Parade, go see your new Academy Sports and Outdoor store on Nolan Street in Brenham for grand opening deals and more.
Ball taken by Carmelo Autry.
And he returns it across the 40-yard line to the 42-yard line. This will be first and 10 for the Battle Cats. As we got 4:03 left to go here in the third quarter, Buccaneers lead at 68-6. And so the Battle Cats, they've got this time two running backs with the quarterback to guess for extra protection there. And back to pass, and it's going to be complete. That is to Crumpton.
Crumpton.
And he doesn't even get back to the line of scrimmage.
Personal foul. Roughing the passer. Defense, number 36. 15-yard penalty added to the end of the run. First down.
We're going to give credit on the tackle to Jason Doswell for the Bucks. Leak City.
And then Jaden Thomas called for the personal foul, roughing the passer, so add 15 yards. So instead of having him for a loss, that now puts him into Buck territory and an automatic first down. And they've got a player down on the field. And so that stops the clock with 3:51 left here in the third quarter. We have the training staff going out to check. And it's actually our training staff. I don't think there is a trainer on because of TWA being such a small school. They don't have their own training staff. So
great,
the Bucks,
great point, Doug.
So the Buccaneers are our Buccaneer trainers are helping them out.
That was Crumpton. But he did get up, walked off the field. Good news.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, we also do have paramedics from the Washington County EMS here. But thankfully, so far, have not been needed tonight. And that's always the best when they can just sit there, take in the game, and relax. And not we don't want them to have to do it.
That's it. We don't want to use them.
Yeah. And it's a ball at the 43-yard line. And back to pass goes Shepherd. And over the middle,
intercepted
again.
Three.
And that is going to be, Javon Bajarano out of Cibolo, Texas.
Javon Bajarano.
And so it'll be Buccaneer football once again. Third interception thrown tonight.
He was pretty well
after
playing outfield back there. Doug.
Personal foul. Illegal blindside block.
Oh,
38 of Lynn. Half the distance to the goal from the spot of the foul. First down.
That's another personal foul penalty against the Buccaneers. That's penalties like that will turn coaches' hair prematurely gray.
Very, very, very prematurely. Okay, Rylan Wooten coming back in a quarterback.
Yep. And also Ian Stelter now checking in at wide receiver.
Ian's been pretty busy.
Yeah, well,
holding extra points.
Yeah. And Wooten with the handoff, and that I believe that's McLean again. Yeah, Bucks are letting me keep it on the ground.
We got it. Well, he's getting up.
He's getting up.
Getting up a little slowly.
Yeah, getting a little slowly. But training staff was running out there for one of the.
He's a lineman. He's tough.
Yeah, now he's going to come out.
Now he's going to have to come out, yes.
Yeah, that is number 53 there. That is LaJavian Hagen out of Baytown Sterling. And some Wooten ready now. And handoff goes to McLean again. It'll get it up to the 15-yard line.
Tyler Tisdale in on the tackle for the Battle Cats.
So we're down to 2:40 left to go here in the third quarter.
That'll be third and seven for Bucks.
And so we can get the signal from the sideline. And now Wooten back to pass. And he's going to tuck it run. And here we go. And we see a
scrum as does
last year. Wooten to the 50, to the 45, 40. And he is brought down in Battle Cat territory.
Wow, nice run there by Rowan Wooten.
It certainly was. Let's see. About a 40-plus yard run.
Finally run out of bounds by Markell Joyner.
Yeah, that was something we saw, Tommy, many times last
year. Many times.
Wooten get to show off his wheels. And ball at the 40-yard line, first and 10. Wooten back to pass, and complete.
Oh.
He was looking
88.
For number 88, Joshua Richardson. And Richardson was open. He just didn't.
A little anxious. I think he was turning upfield and didn't have total grip of the ball.
Yep. And so that'll bring up second down and 10. And handoff goes to McLean.
Nice cutback move.
And he is very close to another first down. And got flags flying again as tempers are flaring.
Oh, my gosh.
That's been the story, and one of the stories of the game, way too much of that. Clock stop with 1:14 left to go here in the quarter. Referees conferring.
Oh, they're helping a player off field. I'll try to get his number, Doug.
Okay. Meanwhile, we wait for the official word.
After the play, personal foul, late hit, 60 of the offense, 15-yard penalty, second down.
So that's against the Buccaneers against Jose Rios, he's one of the backup offensive linemen out of Clyde Forest High School in Houston.
And so this is all the penalties are going to be a great concern of Coach Mahon.
Yeah, because there have been a lot of them tonight on both sides. So the clock stopped with 1:14. Yeah, it's a Wooten and Company. Wooten gets the play call in from Coach Mahon. Waiting for the refs to let it resume. Wooten back to pass and going deep. He's got a man open.
What a catch!
And they're wrestling for the ball, and it's going to be
He's
tough.
Coming up with it. That is 85.
85. And Dakota D.J. Pearson with the catch there. And that gets down to the 11-yard line. And then off goes to McLean. McLean barreling down as he's got it down to about the 3-yard line.
Finally brought down by Damani Sutherland.
Wildcat. to McLean again. And
no, it's
time,
not.
Oh, no, that's.
It was one of the wide receivers, number three, Doug.
Okay.
Number three, Mr. Chavis on the carry.
Mr. Chavis.
I love that. Mr. Chavis.
And he actually lost back to the 7-yard line. Yeah, that's a name there. Mr. Chavis out of Maricopa, Arizona. Transfer to Glenn from UTEP. And that's the end of the third quarter, so we'll be back with quarter number four after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
You know what that sound is. Time to get ready for school.
5 more minutes, Dad. I'm not ready for summer to be over.
Well, Mattress Guys is, and we have an amazing back-to-school sale. Hi, I'm Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own Mattress Guy, and we're making sure you're ready for school by checking off all of the school supplies you'll need. We have everything you and your child needs for that straight-A sleep, like incredible deals on brands such as Sealy and Tempur-Pedic. And remember, the best buys are with Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center.
Call 836-1010 today.
With fall sports, practice, and the holidays just around the corner, this is a busy time of the year. Luckily, H-E-B has got you covered with an array of quick, fresh, and easy meal simple products. Whether you're looking for grab-and-go salads, fully cooked meals you can pop in the microwave, or oven-ready entrees and sides, H-E-B's meal simple products are chef-inspired and will satisfy even the pickiest of eaters. Check them out at the Brenham H-E-B today.
The play clock to 25 seconds.
And back we go here as we get ready to start the fourth quarter. And some good news from over in San Antonio tonight. The Burton Panthers come back and win it 20-13 in overtime. And they beat San Antonio Holy Cross. And congratulations to the Panthers. They're now 2-2. And Wooten's going to keep it himself. Barrels to the end zone. And he is in for the Buccaneer touchdown.
There we go. Tell you, that was a design quarterback keeper all the way. Nice spin move there by Ryland. Goes in for the touchdown.
And so the 6-yard touchdown run for Wooten. And now on for the extra point attempt is Kottner. Delter puts it down, and we're going to get a whistle before the
the play clock should not have been reset. Delay a game. Kicking team. Retry from the 8.
So they're going to push it back 5 yards. The play clock apparently wasn't supposed to be reset, and so that messed it up, but the officials caught it, and... So a 5-yard penalty, so Kottner will retry the extra point. And kick is up. And it's good. And so with 9:52 left to go in the game, Buccaneers lead it now 75-6. Your score here. And we'll be back after we hear another 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Hey, it's Craig Montana reminding you your new Academy Sports and Outdoor store is now open in Brenham. Don't miss the grand opening celebration this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You can stop by this Saturday, the 16th, get your photo taken with the Houston Astros 2022 World Series trophy from noon to 2. So after the Washington County Fair Parade, go see your new Academy Sports and Outdoor store on Nolan Street in Brenham for grand opening deals and more.
A juicy burger, chocolate shake, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Whataburger, perfect at all hours of the day.
Seidel Schrader, striving to elevate and serve others by providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services to the Brazos Valley since 1967.
Naylor Floors, LLC, experience of wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1404 South Austin.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, celebrating 68 years of sales and service.
And we return to action here. 9:50 left to go in the game. Bucks lead is 75-6. And ball spotted at the 37-yard line. And that's where the Battle Cats have come back out on the field. And Shepherd ready. And off to McDonald. Trying to run behind the O-line. And might have actually lost a yard or so.
Number 10, James McDonald over here. That will bring up a second down and 10 for the Battlecats.
Ball back to the 36-yard line.
And that was actually a tackle there by Avion Stewart, a linebacker for the Bucks.
And McDonald they hand again. Off McDonald again on the carry. And just noticed Tommy now checked in for the Buccaneers in the defensive backfield. Number 21, Savion Ragston.
There we go.
Another former Brenham Cub getting in on the action.
Okay, Trevor Tamplin, defensive end, in on the tackle for the Bucs.
Unnecessary roughness. 33 of the defense. 15-0 penalty. Automatic first down.
And another personal foul penalty against the Buccaneers. I'd be curious. We don't have an official stat man here tonight, but I'd be curious to know what the penalty yardage was on Blinn right now, because it's got to be pretty well up there. And so that puts the ball at the 46-yard line of the Buccaneers.
It may be scary. It may be close to 200.
There have been a lot of 15-yarders. I wouldn't be surprised. And hand off again. McDonald up the middle. And more pushing and shoving going on around.
Oh, my goodness. Whole host of Bucks in on that tackle.
And ball spotted at the 43-yard line. Clock rolling with 8 minutes left to go in the game. Pass and incomplete. He was looking for
44, Doug.
It'd be Givens.
Givens.
Donnie Garcia's pass falls incomplete. That'll be up a third and six for the Battlecats.
Incomplete pass. Stops the clock, 7:37.
Jeremiah Sanders on the coverage there for the Bucks.
Tate. That is Crumpton. This time. And he's going to be knocked out of bounds on the far side near the 40-yard line.
Matthew Bess, cornerback out of Tomball Memorial.
Yeah. The ball at the 41, and that'll bring up fourth down and five.
That'll bring up a fourth and five for the Battlecats.
Battlecats with going to go for it.
First timeout.
Timeout.
Yeah, timeout taken by TWA, and so we'll take it with them. Be back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
Colwell's Chem Dry, your green and clean solution to carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout cleaning and flood restoration.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Las Americas Latin Cuisine, serving the best dishes and wine from different Central and South American countries. Any property you see, call EB-979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. 225 Highway 290 East in Brenham or call 353-2033.
Call Texas Vein and Wellness Institute to schedule your free screening today at 281-888-1464.
Norman's Pharmacy. Independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Fancy like Applebee's Bourbon Street Steak. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood at your local Applebee's in Brenham.
And on we go here. We're in the fourth quarter. Battle Cats with the ball. Fourth down and five. And he's going to get sacked, and there's a fumble, and that's going to be picked up by the Buccaneers and running back the other way for the touchdown.
45.
Let's see. That is going to be Aaron Barnwell out of Killeen, Texas.
I'll tell you what, though, the big pressure was by Avion Stewart out of Missouri City Elkins. Put pressure on Shepard, knocked the ball loose. Picked up by Barnwell.
And a fumble return there for the touchdown. And now for the point after try. And kick is up. Kick is good, but we have the flag down.
Offside. Defense. Penalties declined. The try is good.
And so the penalty declined, and so that makes it now 82-6. Buccaneers leading this one, and so now they're going to get set to kick it off here. We'll just keep it right here.
And it's not a basketball score.
No. It's just been all Bucks the whole game here. Total domination.
With the exception of the pick six.
The pick six to start the game.
To start the game.
And ever since then, it has been all Glenn. And this coach is hoping to get them ready for conference play, which will be coming up very soon. They've had the one conference game against Cisco last week.
And listening to you, Doug, I think they'd love to have that one back.
Yep. And let's see here. Coming up next week, they're going to be back here next Saturday. They're going to host New Mexico Military, and that should be an interesting game there. And that's a 7 o'clock start time right here at Cub Stadium. And then after that, they go on the road to Navarro. And then October 7th, they got Trinity Valley coming in here. And that'll be another big conference matchup. And then it's Tyler. And then Northeast Oklahoma. And then they finish up the year, the regular season, at home against Kilgore. Still plenty of great football here to be seen throughout the course of the season.
It was a buck down, Doug. They helped him off the field.
Yeah.
Braylon Collins, defensive back out of Stafford.
Yeah. And so Nowak getting set to kick off. And he's going to boot this one short. And we feel it. Oh, and fumbled on the return.
That's 25. That's Autry.
And he's got to pick it up and run it back. And gets it up to the 40-yard line. And now we got another buck down.
Number 25, Carmelo.
38. That's, I'm going to let you do that one, Doug.
Which one?
Chukwumeka. Is that it? 38?
Denzel, yeah, Chukwumeka out of Beaumont Westbrook. And I think that one is a cramp.
Walk in the back.
Yeah.
28 in the return team. 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul. First down. Yeah, it looks like we got a new quarterback.
Get that number for you. That's three.
That is Elton Pickens Jr.
Pickens.
He was a receiver earlier, and now they're going to let him be the quarterback. And loss of three on the carry.
Brandon Clifton on the carry. Brought down by number 94, Dante Payton.
And we're down to six and a half minutes left to go in the game. And probably for the battle catch, they can't wait for that time to expire. They've had a rough night.
Fake to Crumpton.
Pickens. Pickens.
Oh, nice move. Nice cutback move.
And up to the 21. And he stays in bounds, so that keeps the clock running.
Number three,
we drop down under 6 minutes.
Draw down by number three, Javon Barriano. And we have a third and 11.
Javon Barriano on the tackle.
And now they're, now it seems like they're taking their time now, letting the clock run down.
TWA takes their second timeout.
And TWA is going to call a timeout here, so we'll take it with them and be back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Mill Creek Glass in Brenham. Add a touch of glass to your home with custom shower units, cabinet doors, and so much more.
Moeller Electric. Servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical installations and repairs. 836-7218.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
Brenham Animal Services. Providing community pets with the care they need and love they deserve. Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham. Serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 19 years. 289-0436.
DDM Custom Metal Buildings. For barn dominiums, workshops, office buildings, and barns, visit ddmbuildings.com.
Strand Associates, decades of experience helping Brenham and Washington County grow through excellence in engineering.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service and expert repairs on commercial trucks.
And it was Robert Owens, the third on the carry. And as we come back here, Buccaneers leading at 82-6 with 5 minutes left to go in the game. And I want to do one correction. Apparently, the Burke Panthers did not win tonight. They changed the score on our Dave Campbell's Texas Football app. Originally, they had the Panthers winning 20-13, but it turns out it was actually Holy Cross that won it 21-20. the final score there. So.
We're going to get another Brenham boy in there. Savion Ragston ran him out of bounds.
Good job for Savion. It's a 4:30 left. Both teams taking time, just letting it run. And they're going to punt, and that punt is blocked.
Picked up by 94.
Did you believe the big man? Oh. 94, that is Dante Payton, 6'2", 300 pounds.
Do you know who brought him down? Pickens brought him down.
Oh my gosh. And I was hoping too, because you very rarely get to see the big men getting their hands on the ball. Let him run one back.
I'm going to give Pickens an A-plus for effort.
Yeah.
Dragging down that big boy.
And so now the Buccaneer offense coming out of the field, and we have our fourth quarterback of the
number 15.
That is Jaden Williams out of Victoria East, the fourth string quarterback for the Bucs, and he gets some playing time here.
Glenn takes the first time out.
Why? 4:07, Bucs lead at 82-6, and Glenn calls a timeout here. I guess didn't get the playing in time, and so coach had to burn one. But game pretty much has been in the bag since about midway through the first quarter. And Buccaneers just dominating this one. And as we said, next week will be the big test with the New Mexico military coming in.
Starting Monday at practice, they need to forget about this score.
Yes. And so Williams with a handoff. And that is
39.
And so another new running back in there. That is Junior Onapede out of Sugar Land Clemens.
Number 39, Junior Onapede on the carry. Brought down by number 17.
Right down on the one.
And he's actually the second member of his family go to Blinn. He actually had a sister that a few years ago used to play on the volleyball team here.
Hey, there we go. All in the family.
Yep. And handoff to Onapede again, and he's around the end. And
he's
in the
end
zone for the Buccaneer touchdown. And so with 3:17 left, that now makes it 88-6. And extra point try. Kick is up. And it's good. And so with 3:17 left to go in the game, Buccaneers now lead 89-6. And I think some of the folks starting to make their way to the exits here. And meantime, let's send you back to the studios and let's hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Make life easier and let Brenham Produce deliver your feed and do the heavy lifting for you.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Reliable Homes of Sealy, for the lowest prices on mobile homes in Texas, guaranteed.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street in Brenham.
Focused care at Brenham, providing inpatient rehabilitation and 24-hour nursing care, where your loved ones are treated like family.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Hyundai of Brenham, Highway 290 West, offering Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty.
Tilleman Construction and Stega Tilleman Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
And back we go with 3:13 left. And
ball was taken by Dominique Smith.
And the ball will be fielded, and the ball will be spotted at the 45-yard line. And so the offense comes out on the field.
Pickens at quarterback again.
Pickens taking over.
He'll keep it.
And it's blown dead again.
False start. Offense number 57. 5-yard penalty. Yeah. First down.
And so they'll march it back. And it's like it's an 83-point lead at this point. Why throw the flag anymore?
I mean... The other thing of it is, and, you know, I've seen that before, you know, when a game is pretty well out of hand, you know, they even restart the clock.
Yeah.
Really.
And they hand off to Crumpton. And he goes across the 40, across the 50. And he gets run out of bounds.
And they throw a flag out of bounds.
Yeah, it looks like we're going to get a penalty.
Personal foul. Late hit out of bounds. 45 of the defense. 15-yard penalty. First down.
That's on Aaron Barnwell, who had the fumble return for the touchdown. Now gets called for the 15-yarder.
You're not impressing anybody.
No. And so here we go. Pickens taking the snap and whistle. And blows everything dead again.
False start.
False start. Offense number 20. 5-yard penalty. First down.
And so 5-yard penalty, and that'll move them back. That'll make it first and 15 with 2:38 left to go in the game. Don't forget, we got the scoreboard show coming up after this. We'll find out all the, of course, the Brenham Cubs off this week, but we'll find out all the area high school scores. Stephen will be along to bring that one to you. And back to Pasco.
Pickens.
Complete. Up to
number
the
five.
25-yard line, and that's to
Owens.
2 minutes left to go in the game.
Number five, Robert Owens, the third. Brought down by number seven, Matthew Bess. And we're at
this point,
down
to a minute 45. And now he's going to keep it himself. And he's going to duck down. He slid down, but he's actually short of the first down.
Aaron Barnwell on the tackle.
That'll bring up a third and three for the Battlecats.
As we're down to a minute 15.
Okay. Pickens.
And Pickens is going to be brought down.
That's 42.
Yeah.
Trevor Tamplin.
Number three, Elton Pickens on quarterback.
Longview, Texas, Mississippi College.
And that one is it's back to the 26-yard line, and we're down to 30 seconds. Fourth down and five. And are we going to just let this one run out? I think that is going to be it. They are. They're going to let it run out. So that is going to be the ball game. And so our final score, the Buccaneers are going to win this one 89-6. And
that's our ball game. Our final score, the Blinn Buccaneers 89.
Tonight's broadcast of Blinn Buccaneer football made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. Computer helpers, Texas Farm Credit, Bluebell Creameries, John Breed with State Farm Insurance, A Freedom Mail Bonds, Wingstop in Brenham, Blake Sander with Apple Ford, Cold Course Foods, Burger King, Collier Construction Company, Bilski Waterwell Services, Citizen State Bank, Play North Architecture, Cruzy Mill, Woodson Lumber Company, Tegeler Toyota, Bluebonnet Petroleum, A1 Quality Plumbing, Walmart Insurance, Conjura Tile, Bank of Brenham, Subway in Brenham, J&A Roofing, Mattress Guys, Christy Slopeman with Farmers Insurance, HEB in Brenham, BVR Materials, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Whataburger in Brenham, LaRoche Chevrolet, Buick GMC, Brenham National Bank, WC Tractor, Nathan's Barbecue, and Blinn College. We'll be back with the postgame show to hear 90 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Blinn College football. They hope you'll join them in supporting the Blinn Buccaneers during this year's football season.
State Farm can insure your car, your home, your possessions, but infinitely more precious and important, State Farm can insure your family's future. State Farm agent John Breeden can set up the right life insurance policy to protect your family's interest if the need arises. Life insurance from State Farm is tailored to fit your individual needs. So visit State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's life insurance made for you.
Hey everybody, it's Blake Sander here at Apple Ford. Have you looked for a new vehicle lately? Or even a pre-owned vehicle? There are great deals almost everywhere. But does a great deal result in better service? Feel the welcoming atmosphere or the relaxed environment. If you're looking for that experience, look no further. That's what you'll get when you contact me. I'll do all I can to make sure you have the most pleasant experience purchasing your next dream vehicle. Call me at 979-203-9098. Let me go to work for you. And always remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
All right, and back we go here as the Blinn Buccaneers get the victory tonight, 89-6, your final score here. And as our astute public address announcer, Mr. Heath Bird, pointed out this evening, got to remind folks that this was a come-from-behind victory for the Bucs.
Yes, it was. Very, very good point there by Heath. I love that. I really do.
Yeah, the very first drive, it was a pick six by TWA, and they returned 65 yards for a touchdown. But after that, 89 unanswered points by the Buccaneers, and then they get the victory here tonight. And now they're down for the school song afterwards. And we'll be back. We've got plenty of stuff to come here on the post-game show. First, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear these words from our sponsors.
Burger King in Brenham proudly presents the Texas Double Whopper. Everything's bigger and better in Texas, including the new Texas Double Whopper. The 2 quarter-pound savory flame-grilled beef patties topped with American cheese, crispy bacon, freshly sliced jalapenos, pickles, sliced white onions, tomatoes, lettuce, mayonnaise, and mustard, all served up on a soft sesame seed bun, is so good you can hang your hat on it. For a burger that lives up to its name, head on down to Burger King in Brenham at 1101 North Park Street.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
Hey, it's Craig Montana reminding you your new Academy Sports and Outdoor store is now open in Brenham. Don't miss the grand opening celebration this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You can stop by this Saturday, the 16th, get your photo taken with the Houston Astros 2022 World Series trophy from noon to 2. So after the Washington County Fair Parade, go see your new Academy Sports and Outdoor store on Nolan Street in Brenham for grand opening deals and more.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the students of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjura Tile wish good luck to the Brenham High School and Blinn College football teams. And thanks to all the coaches, parents, and the schools for all their hard work and contributions in making this experience possible for the young people of Washington County. Kenjura Tile says go, play, win.
Cruzy Village's staff and residents would like to wish the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Bucks luck during this year's season. Cruzy Village's charming independent living cottages, set amongst shady tree-lined streets, are unmatched. The award-winning facility is Brenham's only full-service, continuum care retirement community, offering independent living, assisted living, memory care, rehabilitation, and long-term skilled nursing. For more information or to schedule a tour, visit CruzyVillage.com. That's CruzyVillage.com. Cruzy Village, a community for the next chapter in your life story.
Why is football special? You get to represent your hometown. When you are playing, success is measured in wins and losses, but when you're done playing, success is measured in relationships built. Here at Citizens State Bank, we pride ourselves on being team players, measuring our success on relationships we maintain. At CSB, we're always the home team, because our hometown is your hometown too. Be sure to come out to support our Brenham Cubs. Citizens State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. Member FDIC.
Are you hungry? You want that favorite Subway sandwich that makes your mouth water? Then what are you waiting for? You can call it in, you can order in the app, or you can order it online, or simply pick them up on the way to the game. But there's no reason at all to deny yourself that mouth-watering chicken bacon ranch or meatball sub. So tonight, while listening to the game, eat fresh, eat healthy, eat Subway. With three locations in Brenham, on South Market Street, on Highway 105, and inside Walmart Supercenter.
And as we come back here, time to now to name our Whataburger Wada play of the game. And for us, it was the one that really put the exclamation point early on in this game. As we said, the Buccaneers had fallen behind 6-0, but then came back with two touchdown passes from Caleb Johnson to Wyatt. But the one that really put it away, Johnson, a 58-yard touchdown pass to Brooks Rigney, and that made it 21-6, and it was pretty much academic from there.
I tell you what, that was a pretty impressive play to watch Rigney go down that sideline untouched, and he just left people in their tracks.
He certainly did, and that's our Whataburger Water play of the game. Home of the Whataburger, home of the breakfast burger, the honey butter chicken biscuit. Family owned and operated since 1950 with online ordering available. Visit Whataburger in Brenham at 2801 Highway 36 South, open 24/7. And back to recap the scoring after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Wayne and Clarence at Memorial Oaks Chapel are excited to cheer on the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Buccaneers this football season. They would like to acknowledge the players, coaches, trainers, parents, and teachers for their hard work and dedication. Memorial Oaks Chapel wishes the Cubs and Bucks a safe season and an excellent school year. Make sure to go out and support your Brenham football team this season. Good luck to all from Wayne, Clarence, and everyone at Memorial Oaks Chapel. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
Blue Bonnet Petroleum is your distributor for Chevron with Techron gasoline, diesel fuel, and lubricants in Washington County and the surrounding area. No gasoline gives you better mileage than Chevron with Techron. When it comes to buildup, cleanup in your engine, no other gasoline performs like Chevron with Techron. That means better mileage, better acceleration, and better engine protection. Blue Bonnet Petroleum, your Chevron distributor in Brenham at 4181 Highway 36 North, 979-836-2531.
Howdy y'all, Trevor here at WC Tractor Brenham New Holland. Exciting news, for the rest of September, we are continuing our low rate financing on several of our New Holland tractors. We are offering 0.99% for 84 months on Workmaster 75, 105, and 120 horsepower cab tractors. Crazy, right? 0.99% for 84 months? That's unheard of. So come on in and check out what New Holland has to offer. Hope to see you soon, and may the good Lord bless us with some rain.
The team at Texas Farm Credit supports local communities and agriculture with reliable financial services, and we are ready to support you as well. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, or any place in the country, give Texas Farm Credit a call. We have been lending money for over 100 years, and we'll be around at least 100 more. We also offer lines of credit, home loans, and ag insurance. Call us at 836-2572. Visit online at texasfarmcredit.com or stop by our office at 1301 Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Tegeler Toyota in Brenham will pay you cash for your car. Have an extra vehicle? Tegeler Toyota will buy it. Just bring your car or truck in with your title, and Tegeler Toyota will write you a check for it that same day. Still owe money on your vehicle? No problem. They'll pay off your vehicle and write a check for any equity today. If you're not using an extra car or truck, Tegeler Toyota wants to buy it. To find out more, just give them a call today or stop by Tegeler Toyota on Highway 290 Loop in Brenham.
And back we go here. Time to recap the scoring for the Bucks. And as we said, they first gave up a 65-yard interception return for a touchdown, and were behind 6-0. But then Caleb Johnson, the starting quarterback who transferred to Blinn from Louisville, went on a tear here. And threw touchdown passes. First, he threw two straight touchdown passes to Ethan Wyatt, one for 41 yards and one for 47 yards. And that put the Buccaneers in front. And then as we were talking about our Whataburger, what a play of the game, filing Brooks Rigney for a 58-yard touchdown run. And then it was Antonio Martin on a 15-yard touchdown run. And the Bucs led 28-6 at the end of the first quarter and never really looked back. Second quarter, Johnson would get on the scoreboard with a 1-yard touchdown run. And then Colin Brown, the backup quarterback, would later score in a 6-yard touchdown run. Bucks added a safety when they tackled a receiver in the end zone. And then it was Kelton Weathers with an 11-yard touchdown run. And then Brown would find Jakarian Rockmore on a 6-yard touchdown pass. And then he'd run his second one in from 11 yards out. And that put the game away pretty much at halftime. Third quarter, Nowak hit our place kicker there, Max Nowak, a 47-yard field goal. And then fourth quarter, Brenham's own Rylan Wooten with his second touchdown as a Buck. He ran one in from 6 yards out. And then it was, Aaron Barnwell, a fumble return for a touchdown. And then Junior Anapede with a touchdown run at the end there. And your final score, once again, Bucks win it 89-6. And when we come back, Tommy and I'll name our offensive and defensive outstanding players of the game, brought to you by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. Back after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Collier Construction, building for Washington County's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting the Brenham football team. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activity, as it's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Cub football team in their 2023 season.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon, your wish will never end.
The homemade toast
Mr. Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Our original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla, the country's gold standard of ice cream flavor since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with the winning flavor for everyone. Bluebell proudly supports the Brenham Cubs. Look for Bluebell ice cream at all Kroger stores and all Brookshire Brothers stores.
When you're in trouble and need a helping hand, call A Freedom Bail Bonds for experience you can trust. When you only have one call, make it count. Call A Freedom Bail Bonds. They offer 24/7 service, alcohol monitoring, and electronic GPS monitoring. A Freedom Bail Bonds at 109 South St. Charles Street in downtown Brenham services Washington and the surrounding counties. A Freedom Bail Bonds. They put your feet back on the street. Call 979-836-4407 or toll free at 1-877-836-4407 for A Freedom Bail Bonds. Se habla español. License number 05WC0013.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC. For 60 years, this community has put their trust in our dealership, and we're here to say that our commitment to our customers is just as strong today as it was when we first opened. Our inventory continues to grow, and our staff is ready to serve with that great customer service you've come to know. Our service and body shop experts are also ready to assist with whatever your vehicle needs may be. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962, located on Highway 290 West in Brenham.
All right, and as we come back here, time to name our offensive and defensive players of the game. And for the offensive side, we've chosen Caleb Johnson. As we said, got off to a rough start at one bad pass on an interception return for a touchdown. But then, Tommy, he really settled in and had three touchdown passes and a touchdown run and ended up with a pretty good night.
No doubt about it. And I think when Caleb Johnson released that ball on that interception, I feel quite certain that he realized the mistake that he made. After that, he was just lights out until we started rotating quarterbacks in the rest of the evening. But Caleb Johnson, our offensive player of the game.
And then on our defensive player of the game, in the first half, this young man all over the field.
Oh, I'm going to tell you what, Eric Solomon just played an outstanding football game for the Bucks. That first half, wherever the ball was, Eric Solomon was around the ball. Just a great defensive effort there by Eric Solomon, our defensive star of the game.
And the offensive and defensive outstanding players of the game, brought to you by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day Street in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. It's insurance you can trust. Back with a final wrap-up after we hear these words from our sponsors.
With the state's top academic transfer rate and affordable tuition, Blinn is a great choice to begin your college career. Now with the new Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, it's an even greater value. With this scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or at any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Hi, friends. Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham, a proud supporter of Cub football. We look forward to seeing the Cubs light up the scoreboard this fall. And you, too, can rack up points with Bank of Brenham's Scorecard Rewards Program. Earn points with every qualified debit card transaction that can be redeemed for future purchases. So whether you swipe left or swipe right, it's always a winning play. Bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. 836-3332 or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC.
Need a new roof but don't know who to trust? There's no need to worry when you call a company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau like J&A Roofing in Brenham. J&A Roofing has been providing premier roofing services to the area for over 25 years. They specialize in all aspects of roofing from new conventional to green, energy-efficient roofs and repairs for both homes and commercial roofs. Call J&A Roofing today at 979-277-0625. J&A Roofing is proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Buccaneers this football season.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, and roads, ponds, and dozer work, now offering crushed concrete base materials. Just call 530-5476. That's 530-5476.
And back we go one last time here to Cubs Stadium, where the Blinn Buccaneers win it on a Friday night, 89-6, the final score over the TWA Battle Cats. And a win here for the Bucs. Got some positive momentum going into next week's game against New Mexico Military. Even with all the scoring tonight, still some things they're going to need to clean up before they get back to conference next week.
No doubt about it. You and I talked about it the entire game, and I know that's a great concern of Coach Mahon's. What they're going to have to do is they're going to have to watch the penalties. I mean, just entirely too many penalties. They're just going to have to learn to be more patient out there and just play good, hard-nosed, clean football.
They certainly are. Well, that's going to do it for us tonight. I want to thank Stephen Bagg at the studios for his fine work on the boards. And he's coming up next with the scoreboard show, so stay tuned for that. In the meantime, that is going to wrap it up for us. I'd like to thank all you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And, of course, thank you to our sponsors who make our broadcast possible. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, and Tommy Lange and Doug Brown, saying good night, everybody.
Tonight's post-game show was brought to you by Computer Helpers, Texas Farm Credit, Bluebell Creameries, John Breeden with State Farm Insurance, A Freedom Bail Bonds, Wingstop in Brenham, Blake Sander with Apple Ford, Colcourse Foods Burger King, Collier Construction Company, Bilski Water Well Services, Citizen State Bank, Plan North Architecture, Cruzy Village, Whitson Lumber Company, Hagler Toyota, Blue Bonnet Petroleum, Wellman Insurance Company, Kendura Tile, Bank of Brenham, Subway in Brenham, J&A Roofing, Mattress Guys, Christy Schlottman with Farmers Insurance Agency, HEB in Brenham, BVR Materials, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Whataburger in Brenham, LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, Brenham National Bank, WC Tractor, Nathan's Barbecue, and Blinn College. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.